This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020 and to day 10 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is January 10. I'm so glad you're with us today. This is our second year reading through the Bible together, and we're in the middle of the second week. Sometimes it might feel like this is too big a job to do. I mean, we're reading every day. But don't worry about it. You can always catch up if you have to. And you can read a few days behind if you have to. There's no competition. The goal here is for us to stay in the Scriptures, make it a part of our life, let it seep into our marrow, let it be the background of our thoughts, and especially that we come to know Jesus and foster and build our relationship with Him. That's what we're doing. And we have people from around the world listening every day. You are part of a global community reading the Scriptures together. And I'm glad you're part of it. Our reading today will be from Genesis chapters 29 and 30, Psalms 12 and 13, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 through 16, and Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. So when we left off in Genesis, Isaac and Rebekah had the twins Esau and Jacob, and now Jacob was heading to the home of his ancestors to find a wife. Let's begin.
Genesis chapters 29 and 30. Now Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the east, to Laban. So he looked and saw a well in the field, and behold, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a large stone was on the well's mouth. Now all the flocks would be gathered there, and they would roll the stone from the well's mouth, water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place on the well's mouth. So Jacob said to them, "My brethren, where are you from?" And they said, "We are from Haran." Then he said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they said, "We know him." So he said to them, "Is he well?" They said, "He is well. Look, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep." Then he said, "It is still high day. It is not time for the cattle to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go and feed them." But they said, "We cannot until all the shepherds are gathered together and they have rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Then we will water the sheep." Now while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept. So Jacob told Rachel he was her father's relative and Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father these words. Then it came to pass, when Laban heard the report about Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him and kissed him, and brought him to his house. So he told Laban all these things. Now Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and my flesh." And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my brother, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be?" Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, "I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter." So Laban said, "It is better that I give her to you than to another man. Stay with me." So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her. Now Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a wedding feast. Thus it came to pass in the evening, he took Leah his daughter and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. So Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah as a handmaiden. Then it came to pass in the morning, behold, it was Leah, and he said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and I will give you this one also for the service you will render me still another 7 years." Then Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave him his daughter Rachel as wife also. Laban also gave his handmaiden Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a handmaiden. Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he loved Rachel more than Leah, and he served with Laban still another 7 years. But when the Lord saw Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore Jacob a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, "The Lord has surely looked on my humiliation. Now therefore my husband will love me." Then she conceived again and bore Jacob a second son, and said, "Because the Lord heard I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also." So she called his name Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Now this time my husband will be on my side, because I have borne him three sons." Therefore she called his name Levi. Now she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Now I will give thanks to the Lord." Therefore she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, "Give me children or else I die." So Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" She replied to Jacob, "Here is my maid Bilhah. Go in to her, and she will bear on my knees, that I also may have children by her." She then gave him Bilhah, her maid, as wife, and Jacob went in to her. Thus Bilhah, Rachel's handmaiden, conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, "God has judged me, and he has heard my voice and given me a son." Therefore she called his name Dan. Now Rachel's handmaiden Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, "God has helped me, and I have wrestled with my sister, and indeed I have prevailed." So she called his name Naphtali. Now when Leah saw she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah her handmaiden and gave her to Jacob as wife. So Jacob went into her, and Zilpah, Leah's handmaiden, conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said, "Good fortune." Thus she called his name Gad. Now Zilpah, Leah's handmaiden, bore Jacob a second son. Then Leah said, "I am blessed, for the women will call me blessed." So she called his name Asher. Now Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Thus Rachel said to Leah, "Give me some of your son's mandrakes." But she said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also?" So Rachel said, "Not so. Let him lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes." Now when Jacob came out of the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in to me, for I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes." So he lay with her that night. Thus God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Then Leah said, "God has given me my wages because I have given my handmaiden to my husband." So she called his name Issachar. Now Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. Then Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good endowment. Now my husband will choose me, because I have borne him six sons." So she called his name Zebulun. Afterward she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. Thus she conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. So she called his name Joseph and said, The Lord shall add another son to me. Now it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know the service I rendered you. Then Laban said to him, If I could find grace in your eyes, I would seek for it divinely, for God has blessed me by your coming. So he said, Name me your wages, and I will give it. Jacob replied, You know how I have served you, and how numerous your cattle became with me. For what you had before I came was little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming. Now therefore, when shall I also establish my own house? Thus Laban said to him, What shall I give you? Jacob replied, You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your sheep. Let me pass through all your flocks today, removing from them all the gray sheep and all the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages. So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come, when the subject of my wages comes before you. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and gray among the sheep will be considered stolen, if it is with me. Then Laban said to him, Let it be according to your word. So he removed that day all the male goats that were speckled and spotted, all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one that had some white in it, and all the gray ones among the sheep, and gave them into the hands of his son. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. Now Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar, and of the almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them, tearing off the bark, so the white strips he had peeled appeared on the rods as spotted. Then he placed the rods he had peeled in the gutters of the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink, so they should conceive at the rods as they came to drink. So the flocks conceived before the rods, and the flocks brought forth speckled, spotted, and ash-colored speckled. But Jacob separated the male lambs and placed a speckled ram before the sheep, and all that were spotted among the male lambs. Then he separated for himself flocks by themselves and did not mix them with the sheep of Laban. Thus it came to pass, whenever the sheep conceived, that Jacob placed the rods before the sheep in the gutters, so they might conceive according to the rods. But whenever the sheep had already given birth, he did not put them in. Thus it came to pass that the unmarked were Laban's and the marked were Jacob's. So the man became exceedingly rich and had many cattle and oxen, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. Psalm 12. How long, O Lord, will you forget me to the end? How long will you turn your face from me? How long will I take counsel in my soul, having grief in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Look upon me and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep in death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Those who afflict me greatly rejoice if I am shaken. But I hope in your mercy. My heart shall greatly rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord who shows kindness to me. I will sing to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 13. The fool says in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They are abominable in their habits. There is none, not even one, who does good. The Lord stooped down from heaven to look upon the sons of men, to see if there were any who understood or sought God. All turned aside and were altogether corrupted. There was not even one doing good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. They deal deceptively with their tongues. The poison of serpents is under their lips, whose mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Affliction and suffering are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Do all the workers of lawlessness not know? They eat up my people as they eat bread, and they do not call upon the name of the Lord. They were in great fear where no fear was, because God is in the righteous generation. You shame the counsel of the poor man, because the Lord is his hope. Who will bring about the salvation of Israel out of Zion? When the Lord returns his people from captivity, let Jacob greatly rejoice, and let Israel be glad. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 through 16. For if wisdom comes into your mind, and the perception in your soul seems to be good, then good counsel will guard you, and holy thinking will keep you, that it might rescue you from an evil way, and from a man who speaks nothing trustworthy. Woe to those who forsake the paths of uprightness, so they may walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in evils, and rejoice in evil perversion, whose ways are crooked, and their paths devious, so they may cause you to be far from the straight way, and a stranger to righteous judgment. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
In the Sermon on the Mount, we see Jesus as the teacher. Now we see him as the healer. He heals the leper, the centurion's servant, and the mother-in-law of Peter. Jesus is our Savior. He's also our salvation. And this salvation means a lot more than believing in him to get into heaven. In fact, the saints weren't very concerned about that. Their concern was not about going to heaven as much as it was to see others experience the joy of God's mercy. And so following the Lord's teaching in love and forgiveness of others, and seeing the Lord's healing of their own soul and others came first. Their thoughts were not about going to heaven when they die. St. Porphyrius said, I'm not afraid of hell, and I do not think about paradise. I only ask God to have mercy on the entire world and on me as well. St. Porphyrius spent a lot of time with Jesus in his scripture reading, his prayer, and his worship. And what this led him to was a deep love for his neighbor. The teaching and healing of Jesus inspired him to teach and bring healing to others. Let's keep our focus on Jesus and how he teaches us to live. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.